Welcome to the Joey and Heather Morning Show. Jerry O'Connell.
Guys, what an honor to be here. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you guys. Hey, listen, I do have to say, my wife works on a show. I know I'm here to talk about Mistresses. It's on tonight. Amazing show on ABC. But my wife does a show called The Librarians on TNT starring Oklahoma native Christian Kane.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So we're just starting to hear all about Sooner football up by where my wife works.
Oh, yes. It all
comes out.
First game is September 3rd. I'm sure you'll hear all about it.
Guys, thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks. We're excited to talk to you about Mistresses.
Very sexy show, guys. A lot of scenes. Sexual in nature.
Oh, I like that. Hey, yes. You really know how to reel us in
like
from
it.
The get-go.
Yes.
well, no, I mean, it is called Mystery. It is pretty crazy how anytime you're in that show, you know, and you meet someone, it's like, oh, well, I guess you're going to hook up. I mean, it's inevitable.
It's kind of like my real life.
Yeah. No, yeah. It is exactly.
Yeah.
So it is exactly like your real. It's actually, Mistresses is based on your life.
I knew it because, you know, as a radio DJ, I'm super sexy. I mean, right? Like, that's why we all end up in radio.
Right.
So then, like Joey, do people go to Le Q, as he likes to say?
Don't give away all my secrets. The La Quinta. Don't give away all my secrets.
Can you tell me what La Q is?
It's La Quinta.
It's right.
Oh,
down.
You mean the hotel? That's down.
That's where it goes down.
I don't want to talk about brand. Like, I don't want to like say like one is better than the other. But I think La Quinta is like, I think you're springing for. I mean, that's borderline fancy.
Yeah, it can be. It's middle of the road. That's what I love about it.
I gotta tell you, you know, and it shows that you're like not going like crazy extravagant. There are obviously places. You know, you could obviously go like crazy extravagant, but so it sounds like you're conscious about money, but you're willing to throw out a little more.
It's very practical, isn't it, Jerry? Very practical.
Yeah, no, yeah. I like exactly where you're going.
Well, he's only there for 11 minutes, so it doesn't. You don't have to spend a lot of money. It's just it's in and out.
If you said to me like, "Hey, let's hit the queue," like I got to tell you, just you saying that, like I felt a charge. I wasn't upset by it. I was like, "Whoa, wow." Really?
You? You and I, we are the same age, so.
I'm listening.
You've aged much better than me, by the way.
Yeah, but it's all Botox and fillers. And, it's all things in my face. Actually, someone told me for the first time, I would never say who, someone said to me, you could use some fillers.
Oh,
come on, tell us who, Jerry. Who?
Was it Rebecca?
It was actually when I called into your station. It was just someone on set because I was acting in something, and someone said, "Hey, have you thought about fillers yet?" And I was like, "Huh?" Like, just fillers, just like a couple right here and there.
No.
I think people do it.
You guys look great. The whole family looks great.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your vacation pictures right now. Is that creepy?
No, I mean, I'm on your website looking at you and your family.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's Holden and Ellis, my kids.
No, yeah.
I love your family, and I love hearing you. I've heard you in other interviews talking about your family and just being so real about your marriage and what it's like being married and being in Hollywood and being a dad and parents and just, like, I love your honesty. So thanks for always being so forthcoming.
Listen, first of all, you don't live with my kids, so you don't know how annoying they are. But, yeah, we have a good time.
Awesome.
By the way, guys, I'm looking at your kids, and they are adorable. Wow.
You're not.
Well, shucks.
I
Thanks,
told you
Jerry.
I am. These are two little towheads, your boys.
Yeah, two boys. You're not.
I'm looking at them right now. Like, should I take a photo and send it to you? Like,
yeah, give me your number. Let's start this. We'll start some communication.
Right, here we go. 818.
So, Jerry, Mistresses, tonight on ABC at 9 o'clock Central. It was originally a BBC show, a British show?
It was a BBC show. I'm sorry to say, I know I'm supposed to say I did extensive research. I've never seen it, nor have I even heard of it. I'm so sorry. I first got involved with Mistresses. I really wanted to start to get into directing television. So, first season of Mistresses, this is its fourth season now, I shadowed the director, and that means, like, you just sort of follow the director. You're basically the director's assistant, you know? Like, you go meet the director. If you're on location, you go pick him up. You bring him coffee, her coffee. I just really wanted to sort of get into sort of, like, this dramatic soap opera-y television. I wanted to direct it. So then this season I came on as an actor, and I got to direct a couple episodes, and Monday is the first episode that I directed. And it, I have to tell you, being a boss was, I didn't like it. It was worse. It was way more fun being an actor. Everybody likes you.
Right.
When you're a boss and you have to tell people what to do, people don't like you. I just didn't like being a boss. It just wasn't for me.
Which do you prefer of the two?
Oh, acting, definitely. Also, you're acting in Mistresses. It's always like sex scenes with the pretty actresses. Like, it's like fun. You don't, like, when you're a director, you have to worry about what time you're wrapping, how long things are taking, where the props are. You have to be upset.
Yeah, when you're an actor, you don't care, right? Like, I don't care if you're meeting your deadlines.
I don't care if we work late. I don't care if we don't finish a scene. I don't care. I'm having fun out there. And also, as an actor, everybody wants to hang out with you. Like, you're like the quarterback on set. You're like the cool guy. And when you're the director, you're like an assistant coach that everyone hates.
Right.
It's just not for me.
Very good. I love it.
You got to do it to know, right, Jerry?
You got to do it to know it's not for you.
Yeah. Well, best of luck with this season of Mistresses. And, you know, of course, I have to say, we all love it. You, Stand By Me is one of my favorite movies of all time.
30 years ago, it opened last week, 30 years ago. Crazy.
Oh, that makes me feel so old.
I know. I fired up the old Twitter last week, and someone tweeted at me, "Hey, man, Stand By Me opened 30 years ago today." And it was like really like kind of a reflective moment for me. I couldn't believe it.
Well, we want to wish you continued success. And Heather's right. You do have a beautiful family.
Well, you don't live with them.
Do you want a couple of towheads? I'll just send them to Hollywood, wherever you are. You can just adopt them, too. They'll all fit in together.
Sure.
Yeah. Actually, I do have two prom dates for your boys.
Oh, good. Good. We'll do that. Well, hey, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, guys.
We'll catch you next time, Jerry.